Perek Gimel Mishnah Dala, continuing on the halachas of Tumas Yadayim for touching Kisvei HaKadosh. Gilin Sheba Sefer, most of the Sfarim in the times of the Gemara weren't written in printed books. They were all written on scrolls, on parchments that were rolled. Either the scrolls had two rollers, they may have had one roller, and the roller was either in the beginning or at the end, or they may have had no rollers, and that's usually what was called the Megillah. But something that was a Sefer, something that usually had some kind of roller that they rolled it up with. Now, most Sfarim, as we know, have in our Sefer Torah, have a blank space, like a margin. And some of these were on top, Shalmala, Shalmatan, and some there were margins on the bottom. Also, Shabtechila, Vishabasayf. Sometimes they'd also have margins at the beginning or the end to leave room for the rollers. So in all those cases, whether you touch the margins on the top, the bottom, and the beginning or the end, they're considered part of the Kisvei HaKadosh, and Metamen and Seyidayim, and therefore they do make your hands tame. Rabbi Yudaimer, Vishabasayf, and a metame achiasale omad. No, the margin at the end, the blank space at the end, was not metame yada because it could be cut off. It's not considered part of the Kisvei HaKadosh unless you put a roller, you put an omad, and once you put an omad, now so you're not going to cut it off, and then it is considered part of the Kisvei HaKadosh, and then it is metame your hands. Perek Gimel Mishnehe. Sefer Shnimchak v'nishtaya by Shemayin v'chamesh Aisyais. If you had a sefer, one of the Kisvei HaKadosh, and it got erased, and you had left over at least a minimum of 85 letters. Kaparshas Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin, like the Parsha Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin, Metame Seyidayim. It is Metame hands, and that's considered the minimum amount to be a sefer to be Metame Yadayim for Kisvei HaKadosh. Why? Because we know that there's a Gemara that says that really there are 7 Svarim in the Torah. Where are the other 2 Svarim? Dvarim is split up into 3 parts. The part before Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin, then the Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin itself is considered a separate sefer. And then the part after Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin gives you 7. So you see Vahi Ben Tzahar Arin is a separate sefer. And since it has 85 letters, that's the minimum amount that's needed to be considered a sefer of Kisvei HaKadosh to make your hands tameh for this gezerah. Megillah, a scroll. Again, so this is a scroll, a parchment that did not have any rollers. They were just rolled up. It's also included in the gezerah of Kisvei HaKadosh. Those are also metame your hands as part of this gezera. Kol Kisvei HaKadosh metames yadayim. All the 24 Sifrei Tanakh of Kisvei HaKadosh are make your hands tame. Shir Hashirim veKehelis metames yadayim, and this also includes Shir Hashirim and Kehelis. Now Rabbi Yudaimer, Shir Hashirim metames yadayim. Shir Hashirim clearly everyone agrees is part of Kisvei HaKadosh and makes your hands tame. V'kehelis machlekes, but there's machlekes about kehelis. It wasn't clear whether Shlomo Melech wrote it Rapi Ruach HaKadosh and it's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, or if it was his own wisdom and not part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and therefore it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yosi Amar, no, kehelis ain't a metame yadayim. No, it's kehelis is out of Kisvei HaKadosh, and it's not metame yadayim. V'shir Hashirim machlekes, but Shir Hashirim itself was a machlekes whether it was part of Kisvei HaKadosh to be metame yadayim or not. Rabbi Shimon Amar, kehelis mekule beishamei umechumrei beis hillel. Kehelis was one of the Kulais of Beis Shammai and the Chumras of Beis Hillel. In that, Beis Shammai said it's not Matam Yadayim, and Beis Hillel said it's part of Kisvei HaKadosh and is Matam Yadayim. Amar Rishim Ben Azay, Mekubal Ani, Mipi Shivim Vishnayim Zokin. I have a Kabbalah, said Rishim Ben Azay, from the 72 elders, B'yom Shei Shivas, Rabbi Elaz Ben Azariah, B'yeshiva. The famous Gemara, a few places in Shas, the Rem Gamliel, was removed for things that he did to Rabbi Yeshua. He was removed as the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. And instead, they were trying to figure out who it was. And finally, they settled on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then actually, as we know from the Haggadah we just read, that's the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kibim shivim shana. That was the day he was appointed to Rosh Hashiva in Rabbi Gamaliel's stead. And on that day, the Gemara says, there were many, many halachas that were paskin. And one of the things that was paskin is this halacha, that Shashir Shim v'kehelis metamim esayidayim. That both Shashir Shim v'kehelis are part of Kisvei HaKadosh. And they do make your hands tame from this gezera. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, le'nech l'akadam Yisrael. No one in Yisrael argues, al shir shirim, shalei tamas yadayim. No one would argue and say that shirim shirim does not render your hands tame, i.e., that it is not part of Kisvei HaKadosh. She'ein kol olam kuli kedai kiyam shnitim by shir shirim l'Yisrael. There's no day in the world that says that was as kedai as the day that shir shirim was given to Yisrael. Why? She'kol ha'ksuvim kodesh. All Kisvei HaKadosh are regular holy. But Shir Shirim is holy of holies, and some explain because most all Kisvei HaKadosh could be explained both Api Pshat and Api Drash, but Shir Shirim doesn't have a Pshat; it can only be understood Api Drash. So therefore, it's holy of holies, and it's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and clearly is Matami Yadayim. Vim Nechalku. When did they have a Machlekes? The Nechalku Ella Al Kehelis only about Kehelis. Amar Rabbi Yechonam Yeshua ben Chama of Shur Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechonam ben Yeshua, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, otherwise known as his brother-in-law, said, Kedivri ben Azai, kach nechleku, v'chein gemara, as ben Azai said, they argued about this in the yeshiva, but they concluded that both Shir Shirim and Keheles are Kisvei HaKadosh, and Metame Yur Yadayim.